there on Christmas Day, get ready to smile again with Radio's home folks, Bake and Fade. Bake and Fade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco. A Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Yes, all of us here on Bake and Fade hope you're enjoying this Christmas Day. We hope all your Christmas presents were just exactly what you wanted, and we hope you're having lots and lots of fun. So remember, when you're sitting around the Christmas tree today, that the makers of Crisco and we here on this program are wishing you a perfectly swell Christmas Day. Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook. The master of the menage is replacing the telephone receiver on its hook, having just this moment concluded a conversation with his friend, Y.I.I.Y. Skeeber. And Fade, who's been idly listening, inquires,
"What's a North Dakota River Bottom Revel?"
"I gather it's a beloved old wintertime custom widely observed in this part of the country."
"I never heard of it, Kyle."
"Neither did I. Of course, it's possible I might recognize it under some other name. It smacks somewhat of a chivalry, where there's a wedding, you know, and everybody comes and serenades the young couple and cigars are passed around and so forth."
"Well, do Y.I.I.Y. Skeever and them plan to pull that on us?"
"Oh, do you mind, kiddo? We're not planning on doing anything this evening, and they'll only be here about 20 minutes. We're likely less."
"How many of them?"
"8.
"All fellas from the Bright Kentucky Hotel?"
"Yeah. Skeever was so full of enthusiasm, I didn't see how I could very well discourage him. There's a North Dakota River Bottom Revel on foot, he says. Clear the track." "Well, I had to tell him to come ahead. It's a gay, boyish wintertime prank, don't you see? Don't let it disturb you, kiddo. I promise that they'll be here no more than 20 minutes."
"Will they want to come in the house?"
"They'll dash in the house and then dash right out of the house. It's just a matter of, hello there, friends. By George, it's good to see you. Mrs. Gook, I never seen you look so charming. And little Rush, too. Here, little Rush, let me toss you into there."
"Nobody better toss me into there."
"You get the idea, don't you?"
"Sounds like bobsled rides young people used to go on in Dixon, where you'd pull up at every farmhouse along the road and sing a song, and maybe they'd come out and give you a cider or hot coffee."
"Exactly. Exactly. North Dakota River Bottom Revel."
"That sounds to me like kind of a peculiar name."
"So? Why, Margaret?"
"Because I don't think there's any river bottoms in North Dakota."
"There's probably river bottoms in North Dakota. No, don't worry about these guys swarming in on us, kiddo. It's just a matter of in again, out again, Finnegan."
"They'll stop by other places besides here, I expect."
"Oh, millions. That's the thing of it. They'll drop in on all of their friends. We hear a clamor out in front of the house. 8 fellas laughing and talking tumble out of their automobiles. The door bursts open and in swarms a crowd of merry pranksters amid a swirl of snow. It's the jolly, frosty wintertime, they holler. Hello, Miss. Hello, Sadie."
"Nobody in that Bright Kentucky Hotel outfit knows me well enough to call me Sadie."
"Mrs. Cook, then. Hello, Mrs. Cook. You've got a bloom on your cheek like a 16-year-old. Here's little Rush, by George. Come here, little Rush. I'll toss you into there."
"Anyway, they can toss 116 pounds of solid flesh in the air as well."
"I'm beginning to catch the spirit of the North Dakota River Bottom Revel, see?" "It's full of wholesome wintertime zest. Amid a swirl of snow, the rollicking fellas troop into the house. Hello, Vic. Hello, Stay.
It's not snowing.
What?
It's not snowing. How can your 8 North Dakota River Bottom Revelers troop in amid a swirl of snow when it's not snowing?"
"Well, that's merely incidental. It'd be nice if it was snowing, though."
"Yeah. If it was snowing, your Bright Kentucky Hotel gang could troop in amid a swirl of snow."
"Yeah. I'm glad to see you're smiling, kiddo. When I give Y.I.I.Y. Skeever the go-ahead on the phone just now, I was the least bit apt."
"Maybe this is the season of the year when people aren't so apt to put up a holler."
"Yeah, sure. Well, after all, you might have kicked at the prospect of 8 fellas busting in on you late at night."
"Late at night?"
"Well, they'll be past somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock."
"Oh, my.
Well, we'll be up that late."
"Maybe we will."
"Sure, we'll be up that late." "Yeah. And they'll only stop in a quarter of an hour, don't forget." "Yes, it's a beloved old wintertime tradition, especially popular in Ohio."
"Why don't they call it an Ohio River Bottom Revel, then?"
"Yeah. You're not acquainted with all these fellas that's coming, kiddo, but I bet you get a thrill just the same."
"No."
"They swoop in amid a swirl of snow. They throw off.
It's not snowing."
"What?
It's not snowing."
"Well, I appreciate it's not snowing. snow.
Then how can they swoop in amid a swirl of snow?
You're being irritating on purpose, aren't you, Florilla?
No.
They swoop in amid a swirl of snow. They throw off their hats and overcoats. Hello there, Vic. Hello there, Sadie. Who is this fine little man? It's young Rush. Come, little Rush. I'll toss you into there.
Looks like I'm going to be in the air for about half an hour.
Oh. I haven't told you all that's in the rollicking crew.
Uh-uh.
Y-I-I-Y Skeever, of course.
Yeah.
Alf Musherton, Stacy Yacht.
I had an idea they'd be included.
Glenn Webster, Raymond Bierman, and Cincinnati J. Kepler. Q.H. Oatwalk. And that friend of Mr. Fuller's, Mr. Fishigan.
Fishigan?
Yep.
Fishigan?
Right.
I can't get the guys up at school to believe that. Fishigan, I say. And all they do is sneer. It's a fact, I tell them. Here's a Mr. Fishigan. First name is Fishigan. He resides in Fishigan. That's in Michigan. But everybody scoffs and
talks. Telephone's ringing.
Most likely, good old never take any wooden nickels. What did I do with my other shoe, reliable Bluetooth Johnson? Sit still, Howard. I'll get it.
Somebody calling up on the telephone amid a swirl of snow, eh, Mom?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yes, why?
North Dakota Mountain Peak Rump has called off of this.
Matter of fact, why? Oh, it's too bad. Oh, sure. Too bad. Well, the rest of you coming along? Oh, sure. Well, that's okay. Sure. Fine, why. You bet, why. Be looking for you, why. Goodbye, why.
If I said why, that many times, my tongue would be twisted in between my teeth somewhere.
Mine too.
Only five guys coming.
Oh?
Glenn Webster, Raymond Bierman, and Cincinnati J. Kepp decided they'd better not stay up so late on account of having to transact important business first thing in the morning. They need their sleep. However, five's enough for happy wintertime mirth and gaiety.
Sure.
They'll swarm in amid a swirl of snow.
Yeah, they'll swarm in amid a swirl of snow. Hello there, Vic.
Hello there, Sadie.
Oh, there, Rushy. Come here while I throw you up in the air.
Everybody's got the spirit of the North Dakota River Bottom Revolution.
Yeah.
It's like the Dixon Bobsled parties that you described a while ago, kiddo. Just a crowd of happy-go-lucky gay blades celebrating the merry wintertime season, stopping by for a bright hello to their pals.
Why did YIIY Skeever telephone just now?
To notify me the rollicking band of pranksters had been cut down from 8 to 5.
Oh, but why'd he bother? I mean, what difference does it make whether there's 8 or 7 or 6?
Well, I guess he had in mind the refreshments.
Refreshments?
Solid peanuts is all. That's all you give a crowd of guys out on a North Dakota River bottom river. Just salted peanuts. We got salted peanuts, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's all in the world necessary.
Are you sure they won't expect coffee and sandwiches?
Yep. Salted peanuts fill the bill. Five fellas swoop in.
Amid a swirl of snow.
What'd you say, Rush?
I just said five fellas troop in amid a swirl of snow.
Yeah. Five fellas swoop in amid a swirl of snow. They throw off their hats and overcoats. Hello, Vic. Hello, Sadie. What's this? Salted peanuts? Let me at 'em.
Seems like kind of skimpy refreshment.
Not at all. If they stop by at a million different houses besides here, like you said, and everybody gives them solid peanuts, they'll be pretty darn full of solid peanuts after a while. By George, they'll be so full.
Oh, and kiddo, another thing why Skeever told me just now. He's afraid they won't arrive until after 12 o'clock.
Hey, now.
Well, it'll be just a moment or so past 12 o'clock. We'll be up that late.
Well, think of the neighbors, though. They'll all be asleep. We want a bunch of men laughing and hollering out on the sidewalk at midnight when people...
Someone's ringing.
Get it, will you?
I'm in this good old lost and found department. This is where we part company, dependable Bluetooth Johnson.
Midnight's pretty late for people to bust in.
Well, they'd only stay a quarter of an hour. And remember, this is the gay season of the year.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I believe he is. One second. Yeah.
Like me, sir?
Don't think so.
Ain't good stuff.
Uh-uh.
Well, who?
I don't know.
One side. Yeah? Oh, yes, why?
Why don't they call him Kaya, your eye spy or something? Person almost dislocates their jaw saying why.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad, why. Yeah. Oh, well. Sure. What you lose in quantity, you can make up in quality. Well, you guys come right on ahead. Beg pardon? Oh? Well, won't be any later than that, will it? I see why. You bet why. Bye-bye, why.
Somebody else won't be here to swarm in the midst where it's snow.
Alf Musherton and Q.H. Oatwalk have dropped out.
Oh?
They don't feel like they better stay out that late, either.
How late? I heard you inquire.
Oh, 12:30.
Now, look, Beck.
Well, we'd be up that late.
First you said between 11 and 12. Then you said a split second past 12, and now you say 12:30.
So bad.
Oh, there's five guys out of eight quitting the North Dakota River Bottom Rebel, Gov. It don't leave many guys to come swarming in the house amid a swirl of snow.
Leaves three. Three jolly good fellas is quite a lot of fellas when they're all as cheery and gay and hearty as these three are.
Who are the three that's left?
Why, Skeever, Stacy Yop, and Michigan Fishigan. Oh. You and Michigan Fishigan can laughingly talk over old times you enjoyed with your mutual friend, Mr. Buller.
What old times did I ever enjoy with our mutual friend, Mr. Buller?
Well, he's taken us out to meals at the Butler House Hotel on a good many occasions. Mm. Anyway, you and Michigan Fishkin got something in common to talk about. You both know Mr. Buller.
Huh. Is this Michigan Fishkin you're talking about, Gov? The same Michigan Fishkin that hails from Fishkin, Michigan?
You know it, Jay.
I just can't get my friends to believe that. I tell him Michigan Fishkin from Fishkin, Michigan. And all they do is hoot and holler. He's a Mr. Fishkin, I say. He's a Mr. Fishkin, and his first name is Michigan. He lives in Michigan. That's a town in Michigan. But they won't believe it.
Do you have sufficient salted peanut paste?
Oh, sure.
With only three fellas coming, it won't require many.
Golly, what if they do expect coffee and sandwiches?
They won't. I like good wholesome customers like this. Mm. We hear an auto horn out in front.
Yes, at 12:30 at night.
Gay laughter is heard. The door bursts open, and here are a crowd of merry vagabonds, full of wintertime zest and friendship. Hello, Vic. Hello, Sadie. And who's this fine little man? I bet it's Rush. Come here, Rush, while I toss you into there.
I'm going to be a wreck by the time I've been through them.
Telephone, bring in. Telephone.
I'll get it.
Little old don't feed the animals. Is there a physician in the house? Trustworthy Bluetooth Johnson.
Yeah? Oh, no. Really? What's the idea? Kind of a washout, huh? Oh, I see. Well, maybe you better tell him not to bother. No. Good time? Look, why. Perhaps we better just forget all the fun. Yes. Yes.
Well, what you mean?
Okay, why. Okay, why. Now that's all, why. You bet, why.
Oh, all those why's make me a little busy. Mm-hmm.
Very well, why. Certainly, why. Bye-bye, why.
What's the matter?
That was why.
We kind of halfway thought it was.
He's dropped out of the North Dakota River, Bottom River, and so is Stacy Yop. Only these one guy.
Michigan, Michigan, and Michigan, Michigan.
Is he coming?
Why, Skeever claims he is.
Coming all by himself?
Yes, so.
At what time?
1:00.
1:00 in the morning?
Yeah.
Will he swarm in amid a swirl of snow, Gov?
What?
Michigan, Michigan, and Michigan, Michigan will swarm in the house amid a swirl of snow. He'll throw off his coat and hat. Hello, Vic. Hello, Sadie. Who is this fine little man? I bet it's Rushy. Come here, Rushy, while I toss you in the air.
Well, neighbor, so ends today's visit at this small house halfway up in the next block. But seems like something's always going on at the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. And I'll be waiting there to open the door for you when you drop in on Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.